Corona, you ain't bigger than God. Amen, amen, amen. That is Music with a Serious Message Today for the Times That We're In by my guest today. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. Please like, follow, comment, and subscribe right now. Hit that subscribe button so that you never miss an episode of this uplifting podcast. My guest is comedian and radio, veteran radio personality and playwright, a.k.a. Sister Willie Ruth Johnson, but her real name is Sherry Miller Bishop. She went from, as they might say, being a class clown to a comedian who blesses people all over the world with laughter and an encouraging word. She is a cancer survivor. She has a single out to address the issues of the time and give us hope and give us some laughter. And the single during this pandemic that she's got out that's blessing us is Corona, You Ain't Bigger Than My God. And we know that laughter is good for the soul. So Sherry Miller Bishop, a.k.a. Sister Willie Ruth, welcome to the podcast.
Lynn Wood, I am talking with the Lynn Wood. I've been so looking forward to this interview.
Oh, that is so sweet of you. I truly, truly, truly do appreciate that and appreciate you for coming on. You know, you're a Tennessee person. I was actually born in Tennessee. And then grew up in St. Louis and lived in L.A. for my other part of growing up. So I thank you for being my guest on our uplifting and inspiring podcast today. Now, before we get into your single, let's get a little bit about your backstory. So, Tennessee, you live in Nashville, but where are you originally from?
I am born and raised, I'm a native Nashvillean. I was born and raised here in Nashville, Tennessee. I grew up in public housing, and I won't say I was the first to go to college, but I was the one to go to college and go on to graduate school and sort of have been the family cheerleader where I'm the helper in the family. And mm-hmm. That's why I'm pretty much, you could sum me up in two words. I'm a bridge builder, and that permeates everything that I do.
So how did all of this comedy get in the middle of all this bridge building, or is that the mechanism to build the bridges?
You are good. You get right to it. Well, Lynn, I think I know that God has GPS, because in elementary school, I was that class clown, and it really hurt my feelings. I thought that all those years that I had a desk next to the teacher's desk because I was the teacher's favorite, but every report card had the same thing in the comment section. Very smart, but talks too much. So I say that God has GPS, because after being the class clown who talked too much throughout school, always a class clown, I now get paid to talk. So maybe elementary school was my training ground for comedy. Even as a transformational speaker, I'm still using words to bring people together just by giving them an opportunity to laugh.
When you were this little kid, did you have any favorite jokes that you told around the house or at school?
Well, my mom would have something called a night of fun sometime, or have friends over at times, and we'd put on these talent shows, and I would be the cut up. In school, there were school plays, and I always played the funny part. There was a show that used to come on, Hee Haw or Laughing or something like that.
Yeah, both of them.
And, and I was the funny little old man with a hat on that kept sitting on the park bench bothering Ruth Buzzy. I always just played that funny part in the plays, and they naturally picked me for it because they knew that I was that class clown.
Was anybody else in your family funny?
Oh, yes, indeed. The character comedian that I play, the Madea-like character, Sister Willie Ruth Johnson, she is a blend of many of the women who have poured into me or impacted my life. My Aunt Christine in Memphis, my mother, my grandmother, my Aunt Pearl, all my grandmothers, all the women who were a part of the village who sat on the porch and picked greens together. I listened to all of that. And so she is a blend of all of those women. In school, sometimes they call me Carol Burnett. Remember her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they called me that. I kind of had some of those characteristics, a little bit of Lucille Ball and a little bit of Mom Mabley. So it's a blend of all of that. You know, Lynn, what I'm actually trying to do with the Sister Willie Ruth character is keep alive, preserve the culture of Big Mama. You know, Big Mama now
fact, I remember when Big Mama used to be, we didn't send people to nursing facilities or assisted living. We had a room in the back or somewhere in the house or a converted sun porch.
That is right.
Where Big Mama stayed. Big Mama didn't go nowhere.
Big Mama didn't go nowhere. And, you know, I had a lady come up to me once and say, "Why do you do what you do as Sister Willie Ruth Johnson? That is blasphemous. God doesn't want us laughing. And why does she have to be big?" And I said, "Well, Big Mama was big, you know." And so when the Holy Spirit gave me that, to do that, I saw Willie Ruth's body as Big Mama. I saw her usher board, her white usher board looking shoes, her hat, and everything that she wears and her what she says. And so what I'm doing is preserving the memory of Big Mama. And I'm not making fun of Big Mama, because you and I both know Big Mama was a big part of the culture. She was wise. She knew how to take brown paper sack and put apple cider vinegar on it and wrap your arm in it and stop arthritis. She was a budget director. She knew how to take nothing and put a little bacon grease and salt and pepper in it and make it into something. They were crisis managers, relationship coaches, and definitely some prayer warriors.
Amen. Go in that prayer closet and just talk to God. And something, when they come out, girl, something has changed.
Something has changed.
But one thing you said wrong now, it wasn't us, it was Ursha, the Ursha board. The Urshas and the Ursha board.
You are right, the Ursha board. The Ursha board, most definitely. But that's all I'm doing. I'm still talking too much, but I'm talking to make something happen, to connect people, whether it's through information or better awareness or some laughter. And don't we need it right now?
Yes, we do, in the middle of this pandemic, and people have high anxieties, depression. There's a lot of domestic violence going on, and other folks are taking people's lives because they're stressed out. And then
Absolutely. And that's why I do everything that I do, even the Corona, "You ain't bigger than God." It's all about reminding us that God is still sovereign. And we're going through a lot of faith challenges right now. And that kind of ties back to my life scripture. You know, some people have their favorite scripture. They're all my favorites. But there's a scripture, Lynn, that keeps chasing me around. And so I now just call it my life scripture. And it keeps me centered. And it's in Matthew 6:33. "Seek ye first the kingdom, and all these things will be added unto you." And everything I do is rooted in kingdom building, whether I'm speaking or doing comedy. That scripture keeps me centered when I'm tired, distracted, frustrated, scared, or emotions get me off track. It puts me back in gear to see it through that lens. Seek ye first the kingdom.
Got to put God first, go after that first, and then the other things will follow. But it's about keeping your priorities straight.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that gets challenging sometimes, because as a woman, it's hard to do what you do. And if you add some other roles onto it, like being a mother, being a wife, it's difficult to juggle sometimes. So even in my comedy career and as a speaker, I didn't follow the natural flow of where most comedians, you know, they hang out in these clubs and they do marathon night after night in these clubs. You know, but I get it in. You know, I have to juggle mother stuff and wife stuff, but I've appeared on stage lineups with, you know, Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs and Shirley Caesar, Dottie Peoples, Kirk Wakeham, and people like that, and had some stints with syndicated radio and plays and movies. But, you know, it takes work, but I still have to keep myself
because, yeah, and I was reading, you talked about all those things that you've done, that you are, that says that you are a radio veteran, and you write, hence you've written at least one play, right?
Yes, I wrote a production called "He Can Do It If You Let It." Well, it's just called "He Can Do It," but it comes from Sister Willie Ruth Johnson's mantra. It's sort of her battle cry. She closes every show with her, "He can do it if you let him turn loose. I'm Sister Willie Ruth Johnson. I proved this mess." So it's basically saying God can do it, but you got to take your hand off of it.
So let go and let God, huh?
Let go and let God. And that's not always easy, because we live in a doing world. And so we want to be doing something sometimes instead of just being still, being patient.
What is the biggest difference, would you say, between Sherry Bishop and Sister Willie Ruth Johnson? I know you told us about your inspiration coming from legendary comedic figures like a Carol Burnett or Lucille Ball, but also from aunties and grandma and them.
There's not a lot of difference. The biggest difference, I would think, that they're both bridge builders. But I think the biggest difference between the two of them is that within the delivery, myself, as Sherry, I'm more like your favorite auntie. In fact, I get called that a lot. I'm more like your favorite auntie. I'm the advisor, the helper, and things are shared in a more diplomatic way.
Okay.
I like to call it one term that I sort of branded. I call it love-ite. You know, I give it to you with love, but sometimes it's a little cold. It may freeze you up a little bit for a minute, but it's with love. With Sister Willie Ruth, it's unfiltered.
Just everything, anything and everything might come out.
She just said, you know, she might say, oh, sugar, ain't nothing wrong with you. Everything's all right with you. You just got your breakfast taken. You know, she just says it and doesn't fix it up and just gives you her truth with a little funny. And a lot of it is wrapped in Bible and, again, wrapped in the Big Mama culture. But that's the difference between the two of them in their delivery. She's more straightforward.
Would those be some of the reasons why you think people have been really identifying with your character of Sister Willie Ruth Johnson?
I think they identify with the character because, you know, everybody had a Big Mama. And even though Big Mama is a lot younger today, there is still that person in the family that people look to for advice and wisdom. And so I think they identify with it, you know. And so even though that, let me just say it.
Okay.
Someone once told me that Black people are laughing with you because they can relate. White people are laughing at you because they can relate to it in a sort of distant way in that they remember what they saw on TV and in movies and things with the archetype of the matriarch of the family. I don't know that I totally, wholeheartedly agree with that, but in a sense, there is some truth in it that, you know, people relate to it in their own ways in some way, whether they had a Big Mama or not.
The, as we would say, melanin-challenged brothers and sisters, they can only relate to parts of it because of what they've seen on television, a lot of them, because they didn't spend a lot of time around us getting to know us. The races hadn't really spent that much time around one another, honestly getting to know one another. They got to know us, so they thought, during slavery, but they were seeing what we wanted them to see about us at that time because we had to keep our real selves covered.
Absolutely. Paul Lawrence Dunbar wrote a poem that I love called We Wear the Mask. We wear the mask that grins and lies. It hides our face and shades our eyes. So we learned how to say yeah, some, and some of those things to follow along with what the rules were to basically save our lives.
Right.
But inside, we were not happy slaves.
If we look at today, a lot of the times how we have been in the marketplace when we go to work, there's a face we show there, and then there's another face that we show when we get around our people. So a lot
Absolutely.
Of that, only so much of it has changed. Not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot. You know, sometimes people, with some people that don't fully connect with Sister Willie Ruth, and not everybody is going to like it, but sometimes they think that, well, you know, is she making fun of the Black culture? But there's a lot of funny stuff that goes on in church. You know, people ask, where did you get your comedy? Just being an observer. Willie Ruth will say, talking about, I was sitting at church one day, and the preacher was up there preaching. He was doing good. He said, Lazarus, come forth, Lazarus. And then all of a sudden, he looked straight at me and said, are you going with me? And I said, I wasn't going with that man. That's how stuff gets started. So people are talking along, you know, when the preacher's preaching, and you know how the call and response of the preacher says something, they say, yeah, preach it, back and forth like that, and then all of a sudden she shifts to, you know, are you going with me? And everybody knows those familiar church sayings and familiar church things. So that's, again, what you're talking about with how they connect culturally, at least with the church community. And so a lot of what I say does tie to the church community or to our culture.
So
you know, Black History Month in a white audience, you know, I might stop and teach my white friends how to do something for the culture, like how to do a weave pack.
Like what? And then they feel so special once you've let them in and you've shown them, oh, this is what that is.
It's hilarious. And Willie Ruth will say, don't don't ask God to lift up your bowed down head if you got 7 pounds of weed weighing it down. Faith without works is dead.
So, Sherry, so tell me about your bout with cancer.
Wow, that was one of my greatest fears come to fruition. I never knew what I would do if I found myself sitting at the end of a doctor's finger telling me I had cancer. I mean, it was knee buckling, but I never thought I would say this, Lynn, but what I learned from cancer was actually a gift that I had allowed fear much of my life to inform my total being, what I wore, where I went, whether I stood up for myself. And so now I trust God in a new way, and I have what I call whatever peace, and I live unapologetically, and I don't lower my life to fit in. With corona, you know, it doesn't quite fit in. It's not the normal mainstream gospel type of music, but it fits in because I'm on assignment from God.
That single, Corona, You Ain't Bigger Than My God. Tell me about that, how it came about. It is needed right now. We need some laughter. But
I am so glad to hear you say that, Lynn. You know, I wanted to use the ministry and medicine of laughter to not only give people a much-needed opportunity to laugh, but to remind us of God's sovereignty. You know, there's a line in the song. It kept playing over and over in my head. I was like, God, I don't want to do this. You know, it's not going to fit in. I don't want to do this. But there's a line in that song that says, you done closed down the city and you're nasty with it. The nastiness of COVID-19 has been the loss of lives and the cases and the loss of business, the depression, the poverty, the suicide, some of that stuff we don't see. So this song is a quirky way of delivering encouragement and laughter at the same time. It's a quirky way, but isn't that God's way? He doesn't always do things that we can exegete or explain theologically.
Right.
So I'm coming with Corona, You Ain't Bigger Than God, on divine assignment through this crazy character, Sister Willie Ruth Johnson.
To give them some hope and some inspiration and just to share the love and share some laughter, because it's like we talked earlier, there's so much negativity out there during this pandemic. And even though people are getting the vaccines now, we still have a long way to go until they get to, what do they say, herd immunity. We still got a long way to go. Folks just ain't acting right, you know, but that's a whole nother story.
That's a whole nother show.
So where can people find Corona, You Ain't Bigger Than My God, which is funny, and it encourages you in your faith and gives you hope? Where can they find it?
Corona, You Ain't Bigger Than God can be found on all digital streaming platforms, and they can find me on all of the social media platforms at Sis Willie Ruth or Sista Willie Ruth.
That's Sista, y'all. S-I-S-T-A-H.
Yes. And thank you again, Lynn, for your witness through your show. You give everyone the opportunity to share their side of the journey. You know, there's an African proverb that says, until the lion tells the story, the hunter will always be the hero. So I appreciate what you do.
Oh, and thank you so much. And I wish you all the blessings, all the success that God has for you, that you get it.
Well, you remember this. I'm kind of like that woman with the issue of blood. It's a little different. It's a different type of artist, but I want everybody to know, Corona, you ain't bigger than God.
And thank you, audience, for joining us today. Make sure that you hit that subscribe button right now so that you never miss an episode of this uplifting podcast. You're also welcome to donate by hitting the donate button. Now, to reach me, you want to connect, you can find me on Twitter. That's at LINWOODS, Lynn Woods, or Instagram at LynnWoods96. This has been the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. God bless.
Corona.